A little over a year ago, a far-right populist movement emerged out of the former East German city of Dresden. The Pegida movement, as it's known, attracted huge crowds to its rallies. Protesters denounced what they saw as rising Islamic radicalism and unfettered immigration. Still, many expected Pegida to run out of steam earlier this year. Then came the refugee crisis, with more than a million people streaming into Germany in just a few months. Now, Pegida is back. The World's Matthew Bell has the story from Dresden.
The cold and the rain didn't keep people away from a recent Pegida rally in Dresden's city center. Several thousand people came out to hear speakers rail against the threats posed by Islam and Muslim immigration. One speaker from a far-right party in England told the protesters they're part of something big.
Dresden and Germany was and still is an inspiration for this movement. So is it appropriate to announce here this new unity for saving of Europe?
What's this movement all about? Resistance, the crowd chants. Resistance. Dieter Tartz is a Dresden native who's been going to Pegida rallies since they began. We didn't take to the streets in 1989 for this to happen in Germany today, he says. Most big German cities now have parallel societies where foreign immigrants are the majority in certain areas. We don't want this, he adds, and we're going to say so loudly. Veronica Nowak is also proud that her fellow Dresdeners were among the first to challenge the Soviet-backed East German regime 25 years ago. She has some of the same concerns about immigration, so she started attending Pegida rallies early on, but she has since stopped going.
Im Moment gehe ich nicht mehr auf die Straße, weil mir Pegida zu radikal ist.
They've become too radical, Nowak says.
Also, mir gefällt nicht, dass sämtliche Politiker als
She says she feels that some of the protesters go too far. They use vulgar language, she says. They accuse German politicians, including Chancellor Angela Merkel, of being traitors who need to be dealt with. That's just too extreme, Nowak says. But immigration, she goes on to say, especially the large numbers of Muslims coming to Germany, this is a big worry for her. The refugee crisis, along with the terrorist attacks in Paris last month, have given the far right in Germany a political boost. Political scientist Werner Patzelt says that's clear from recent gains made by the Alternative for Germany party, or AfD. It's the closest thing Pegida supporters have to a real political party on the national and state level.
The AfD has climbed to numbers like 10-11%, depending on the polling institute, and presumably the AfD will make it into the state parliaments of Rheinland-Pfalz and of Sachsen-Anhalt during the next elections. So this is a success.
Something else that worries Patzelt, he says, is the rise in violent attacks against refugee camps and the homes of asylum seekers. He sees the Pegida movement, which calls itself nonviolent, as a catalyst for this trend.
We are losing the liberal character of our society. We create a climate of mutual distrust, of polarization, and this is so detrimental for our democracy that it is hard to understand why the political class of this country is leading this country consciously into such a direction.
What's missing, Patzelt says, is a serious political discussion at the highest levels about Germany's immigration and asylum policies. It's not happening. And until it does, he adds, the more extreme elements of the political far right will continue to fill the void. Ahead of the Pegida rally, I ask supporter Dieter Tartz if the movement is a little like the candidacy of Donald Trump, who promises to make America great again.
Wir wollen im Prinzip
Not at all, he says. We don't want to make Germany big and great. That's too aggressive, he adds. We only want to preserve Germany and keep it the way it is. For the World, Matthew Bell, Dresden.